Welcome to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Brandon Muhammad, filling in for Rabbi Herman this week. I serve as the Executive Fellow in the OU Department of Synagogue Initiatives. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and making it part of your day. On Yom Sheni, the first day of the month of Shvat here in the United States, and already Yom Shlishi in Eretz Yisrael. Today is Rosh Chodesh Shvat. We continue to pray that the body of the one remaining hostage, Ron Gvili, who is still being held unjustly by Hamas in Gaza, be returned for proper burial without delay. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Menachem Kramer to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Kramer's remarks, we will recite together three chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed, 20, 121, and 130. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, which we will say together in both Hebrew and English. This will be followed by the Misha Berach for the Chayalim, the soldiers, and we will conclude with the Misha Berach Acholim, at which point Rabbi Kramer will pause for about 30 seconds to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those who we are davening for. To receive the daily Tehillim reminder email, you can subscribe anytime at ou.org/TehillimCall, TehillimCall. Again, that's ou.org/TehillimCall. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Kramer.
Hello. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone, wherever you may be, who have joined this call. Thank you very much for joining and gathering together to daven. And as Brandon just mentioned in his words of introduction, to pause, to stop, to think, to focus, because the truth of the matter is the world is spinning out of control, and it seems to be getting crazier every day. You cannot open up any source of news information without getting your daily dose of depressing things, without getting a serving of sadness. And it's a challenge to maintain our equilibrium, to maintain our happiness, to maintain our focus, and to reach within ourselves and be the best that we can be. And perhaps one of the ways that we can do this is by catching glimpses of greatness, glimpses of godliness around us. And they're all over the place. Opportunities are all around us. We always have opportunities to see Hashem, to see the divine, to see the godliness everywhere around us, and the interactions we have with other people, the interactions that we have with ourselves, nature, all around us, shouts the greatness and manifestation of God's grandeur and majesty. But we frequently don't seem to take the opportunity to do so, because life is so busy, life is so frantic, life is so frenetic that we don't have the time to focus and pay attention to what's going on around us. Rabbi Yeruchim Levavitz says in last week's parsha, last week's Torah reading, in the last makkah, the last plague that was visited upon the Egyptians in that particular Torah reading of Vayera, that there are two verses that contrast the attitudes of the Egyptians when they were told about the upcoming plague of borrowed of hail. Some are described as Yorei et Devar Hashem, those who fear the word of Hashem, and some are described not as the opposite of that, well, those who do not fear Hashem, but rather those Asher Lo Sam Libo, El Devar Hashem, those who do not pay attention to the word of Hashem. Says Rabbi Yeruchim, that the opportunities are always there, the opportunity to have reverence of Hashem, reverence of God that are all around. It's just a matter of whether you're paying attention or not. If you don't pay attention, you won't get the reminders. If you don't pay attention, then you will not have the opportunity to really dig deep and become the best that you can be. But if you do pay attention, then the opportunities are endless. Today is Rosh Chodesh. Today is the first of the month, as Brandon mentioned. And it's also, in this week's Torah portion that we read, in this week's Parsha, Parsha's Bo, the first national mitzvah, the first national commandment that we are given as a nation. Hashem commanded Moshe and Aaron, Moses and Aaron, to tell the Jewish nation And this was the first national mitzvah. And there are a number of different explanations about the importance and the primacy of this mitzvah, of this commandment, in that it was chosen to be the very first one. The Altar of Chelem, based on Rabbeinu Yonah, says that the moons change. It waxes and it wanes. Every month we get to see a celestial display of greatness when we see the moon getting bigger, getting smaller, from our perspective at least, and it allows us to see Hashem, allows us to see God more clearly. The sun, which is really much more powerful and life-giving force to the world by many degrees, literally and figuratively, than the moon, is a constant, and constants are hard to see. Our constants are hard to notice. Change is something that grips our attention, and therefore the moon's change is something that we focus on. It's something that we bless. It's something that we recognize every single month. We anticipate its coming by blessing the new month, and we channel that feeling when we stand outside under the light of the moon, and we thank Hashem for the opportunity to see His greatness. Try to find something that's different. Try to find something that's changed, something that piques your interest and your curiosity, and that will help us see Hashem more present in our lives. There's another explanation that's given as to the primacy of this particular mitzvah by Rav Sturmbach in his commentary on the Torah, Ta'am Vadas. He says, in general, we as Jews count with the lunar calendar. The rest of the world counts with the solar calendar. And the reason why we do that is because the moon does not have its own source of light. It reflects the light of the sun. And if we understand that we are a reflection of Hashem's glory, Hashem's greatness, if we understand that we reflect the spirituality of the world, and the spirituality that's absorbed within us can be reflected out, then we will understand the greatness of the Jewish people, we'll understand the greatness of humanity, and we'll understand why the lunar calendar and the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, of the new month of Rosh Chodesh, is so important and so integral in everything that we do. And the truth of the matter is that we reflect. We reflect the greatness of spirituality that we get from Hashem, and we reflect the greatness of others. We can also be the cause of reflection for others. We can be a signpost. We can be a source of light and inspiration for people around us. At the very end of this week's parsha, at the very end of this week's Torah portion, Parsha's bow, we have the mitzvah of tefillin, of phylacteries. And when a Jewish male, 13 and up, dons the tefillin shel rosh and the tefillin shel yad, the tefillin that go on the head and the tefillin that go on the arm, Rav Moshe Feinstein explains it as follows. One is much more public. The one that's on the head is visible to all. The one that's on the arm is much less visible. Some even will cover it with their sleeve. And certainly it's tucked into the body, and it's far less easy to see. And says Rav Moshe Feinstein that is a message for all of us. And if we want to be a cause of reflection for others, if we want to be inspirational, if we want to send a message of light, of hope, of spirituality to others, we want to be the tefillin shel rosh, the tefillin of the head for others that people see, we first have to internalize the message. We have to make it a part of ourselves. We have to be the tefillin shel yad, the tefillin that's on our arm. And when we internalize that message, we make it real. We absorb the message ourselves. We can really be that source of inspiration for others. We can reflect the spirituality that we have within us, every single one of us, and broadcast it to the rest of humanity, to the people around us, to the people in our workplace, to the people in our community, to the people in our families, and indeed the entire world, if we first internalize the message. We have opportunities, and with this I'll end, and then we'll move on to the Tehillim and the Mishaberos. There was something that I saw recently that I've been saying over frequently because I found that it resonated with me deeply. We have an opportunity frequently to touch the divine, to become bigger, to become better when we interact, so to speak, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Hashem. In the beginning of every Shemona Esrei, when we stand in the Amidah, we open with the words Hashem Sfasai Tiftach Hashem, and it's most commonly translated as Hashem, please open up my lips. Rav Mordechai Gifter is quoted in the Archical Footnotes to Tehillim, to Psalms, in Perek Nun Aleph, chapter 51, Pasuk Yud Zayin, verse 17. And he translates the word slightly differently. And he says that the word Sfasai is my boundaries, my borders, like the Sfas Hayam, the shoreline, or the Sfas HaNahar, the riverbank. Sfas also means a boundary or a border. And we ask Hashem when we approach the Amida. We approach the Shemoneh Esrei and we're about to talk to Hashem. We ask Hashem to make this a real encounter of greatness. Hashem, please expand my borders. When we are stuck in our humanity, if you will, we are limited. But when we approach Shemoneh Esrei, we approach the Amida, we have the chance to touch the divine. We have our divine soul that is in conversation with Hashem. And when we step back from Shemoneh Esrei, hopefully we will be bigger and greater with horizons of far greater capacity and reach than we were when we started. We have that opportunity to engage and touch the divine when we pray, when we daven, when we stand in Shemoneh Esrei, when we stand in the Amida, and in all of the interactions around the world. Hopefully we take the time to focus, to pay attention, to ponder these opportunities, and indeed we will be greater ourselves and be stronger to be able to reflect this greatness to everyone around us. In Yirtzeh Hashem, we will all do so. We are now going to go to the Tehillim. We're going to start with, like Brandon said, Tehillim Chaf, Tehillim 20. Am Nafeach Mizmor LeDavid Ya'amcha Ad Unai B'Yom Tzara Yisagev Choshein Elohe Yaakov Yishlach Ezricha Mikodesh Umitzion Yisodeka Yizkor Kol Minchosecha Be'olasecha Yidashe Nesela Yiten Lecha Chilvavecha V'cholatzasecha Yimalei Neran Nabishuasecha Uvshem Eloheinu Nidgol Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalosecha Ata Yodati Kihushi Adonai Mishicho Ya'anehu Mishamekacho Big Veros Yesha Yimino Eile Vorecha Ve'eile Vasusina Ba'anachnu B'shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazgir Hey, Makara Uvinafalu Va'anachnu Kamdu Vanisodad Adonai Hoshia Hamelech Ya'aneinu V'yom Koreinu Yolim Kufchof Aleph, Chapter 121 Shir Lama'alos Esoinai El Hehorim Me'ayim Yavo Ezri Ezri Me'im Adonai Osei Shamayim V'aret Al Yitein Lamot Raglecha Al Yonum Shomerecha Inei lo yonum velo yishan shomer Yisrael Adonai shomerecha Adonai tilecha al yad yiminecha Yomam hashemesh lo yakeka v'yoreach ba'loyla Adonai yishmor chomikol ra yishmor es nafshecha Adonai yishmor tesecha uvoecha me'ata v'adolam Ilim Perek Kuflamid, Chapter 130 Shir ha-ma'alos mima'amakim kirosicha Adonai. Adonai shim avikoli tehiyana od necha kashavos l'kol tachanunai. Im avonos tishmor yah Adonai mi ya'amod. Ki imecha hasalicha mima'an tivorei. Ki visi Adonai kivisam nafshi v'lidvoro ho'cholti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomerim l'avoker shomerim l'avoker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed, veharbe imo fedus, vehu yifde es Yisrael mikol avonosav achenu. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanesunim batzara uvshiv yahom medin bein bayam uvein bayabasha, hamakom yirachem aleihem aviyotziem mitzara lirvacha umeafela leora umishibud legula, ashta ba'agala uvzman koriva binomar amein. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to life, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon. Now let us say, Amen. The Mishaberach for the Chayalim. Mishaberach Avosin Avram Tobiaga Vivarak as Chayalit Savo Haganadli Yisrael V'Anshik Kuchus Abit Tachum Ha'om Dim Al Mishmar Artin V'Rilakim Amin Gavul Ha'Lvanun V'Amid Bar Mitzrayim ומן היום הגדול על דבו ערבה ובכל מקום שהם הבעיה ראשו באוויר ובים. ייתן השם מסויבינו על המקומים עלינו ליופים לפניהם הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויעציל את חיילינו מכל צורה וצוקה, מכל נגע ומאכל וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשי ידיהם יד ברסום נעינו תחתיהם וביאתרנו בחסי ישוע ועטרס נצחו ונביא קויים ובוהם הכוסוב. כי אדוני אלוהיכם ההולך עמכם והילחם לכם עם אויביכם להושיעכם ונאמר אמן. Yishaberach for Cholim. Yishaberach Avosenu Avraham Tzaviya Akom Moshe V'Aharon Dovid Ushlomo Hu Yivorech Es HaCholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimali Rachamim Alehim Alahach Alim Amulrab Omlach Chazik Omlach Yosam Yishlach Lehem Amehir Rapur Shalom Min HaShomayim L'chol Leivarim L'chol Yideim Amisom Shar Chol Yisrael Rafu Asad Nefesh Rafu Asad Guf Ashto Ba'aga Lo Uviz Manka Riva Bin Omar Omein.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Kramer. We look forward to having you back on the program, please God, in the near future. For everyone else, Rabbi Herman will be back, Mir Sashem, next week on Monday. And I would also like to thank our colleague, Rebecca Levy, for all of her help in coordinating the call as well. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 o'clock Eastern Time. That's 10 a.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Israel time. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer, together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. Chodesh Tov.